Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts out there. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor, but still want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, to name a few. Perfect for enjoying with family or friends and taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. That's wonderfulpistachios.com. Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 165, The Psychology of Making Huge Career Jumps, by Ramit Sethi of IllTeachYouToBeRich.com.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Living Daily, the podcast that brings you the best in personal development and productivity every day of the week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Justin Mollick.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the Optimal Living Daily podcast. This is where I find amazing authors, ask them for permission, and then read their content to you so that you don't have to sit in front of a screen and read it yourself. Think of it like an audio blog or a blogcast. And I'm Justin Mollick, your own personal narrator. I'm back with a post from Ramit Sethi. It's been a while because his blog is mostly about finance, and I tend to save those posts for our financial spinoff podcast, Optimal Finance Daily. If you haven't subscribed to that podcast yet, please do. It's very similar to this one and reads from the same authors, but the topic always involves money. And that's all I have for today, so let's jump right in and start optimizing your life. The Psychology of Making Huge Career Jumps, by Ramit Sethi of IllTeachYouToBeRich.com. Some observations on making huge career jumps, your friends, and your own psychology. It's easy to go through your career taking the same paths others did before you, but small, simple tweaks can make a huge difference in your lifetime. One of my readers, Alexander, writes, quote, "I'm reviewing NIH grant proposals right now, and seeing your tweets made me think of something that might interest you. Doing the quote-unquote expected career progression instead of the one that makes sense. Typically, biologists who want to do research as a career go to grad school, $22,000 annual stipend, I did this part and learned a tremendous amount, for 5 or 6 years, and then do a postdoctoral fellowship, $40,000 salary, ridiculously low wages for someone who is now a subject matter expert in their research area, for up to 6 more years before becoming assistant professors, $65,000 to $70,000 or so starting. I skipped that postdoc stage, and I'm currently a 33-year-old senior scientist with my own research grants, etc. The normal age for that career point is about 42. Although there's certainly the usual mix of luck and me maximizing my exposure to luck in my having leapfrogged that whole postdoc phase, the thing that I find really jarring is this. When I talk to friends and acquaintances who are going through grad school now, they frequently don't even want to entertain the possibility of making this kind of quote-unquote jump themselves. I've tried to pitch them on it and been told it doesn't work that way. When I offer myself as proof, I'm told, well, you're a special case. I thought that might interest you, given your appreciation for the psychology of success. I've personally found it a little tiring, although I have realized that the set of peers I chose to spend time with in grad school match my outlook, which makes sense. I picked positive, productive friends who are now doing quite well in positions at consulting firms and major biotech companies. Still, I find it odd that people don't like the idea of jumping ahead if it's demonstrably possible, unquote. Few things I've noticed. Number one, I used to hear friends complain about money and I would rush to tell them what to do. Even when I knew the objective, quote-unquote, right answer, they never, ever listened to me. Instead, their eyes glazed over and they ignored me. Eventually, I started resenting them for not listening, which is a ridiculous reaction on my part. After 1.5 years of this, I decided to implement what I called the honeypot strategy, where I let the right people come to me via this blog. It has been a miraculous change. People are smart. Only the right people come, and the wrong people realize this site isn't for them and leave. That's why I don't mind when people say they're unsubscribing from this site. Read more at bly.com. Bob Bly, the noted copywriter, writes about why he never gives unsolicited advice. Number 2, people feel comfortable putting others into buckets. Quote, oh, you study economics, or quote, ah, you're a product manager, unquote. I do it, you do it, we all do. But when you start doing something quote-unquote weird, like doing a side job or earning $1,000 on the side, or even doing a free internship, people generally get uncomfortable. There are a variety of reasons for this, but the most important result is that it makes us question what we're doing. Yet, if you think about it, why would you care what people who are not doing what you want to do say? The reason, of course, is we are profoundly social and our reference groups are broad. Even if I think your job sucks, you're still my friend and I'm still influenced by your judgment. In some of my advanced courses, I teach people how to deal with this. Number 3, doing offbeat, quote-unquote, weird things early in our careers can produce huge rewards. Witness this blog, my comedy blog, Things I Hate, or even the You Have Died of Dysentery t-shirt that I created. None were created to make money, yet each one played a pivotal role in opening up doors. The challenging thing about doing offbeat, weird things is that there's potentially huge upside, but you don't know for sure. In general, people don't like doing things that don't have a clear ROI, especially as they get older. That's why people consistently ask, quote, can you guarantee I'll make $1,000 and earn $1,000? How do you know that taking people out to lunch will work, unquote? You don't know, otherwise everyone would do it. See how Jeff Bezos thinks about doing weird, offbeat things in his regret minimization framework on YouTube. You just listened to the post titled The Psychology of Making Huge Career Jumps by Ramit Sethi of IWillTeachYouToBeRich.com. Hopefully that was helpful for you. I thought it was a unique post that you'd benefit from. And if you enjoyed this post today, then you'd probably like Ramit's other posts, and you can hear a lot more of them on my spinoff podcast, Optimal Finance Daily. It's 5 days a week, and Dan reads you posts instead of me, but I'm the one finding the content and producing the podcast, so it's a huge support for me if you show that podcast some love too. We also feature The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and a lot more over there, so please check it out and subscribe in your favorite podcast app. And I think that does it. Have a great rest of your day, make that huge career jump, and I'll see you tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.
Hey, this is Dan from the Optimal Finance Daily podcast, which is a lot like this show, except more focused on personal finance. Justin handpicks the best posts he can find from blogs and authors like Ramit Sethi, Mr. Money Mustache, and more, and I read them to you 5 days a week. So if you enjoy this podcast, come on over and subscribe to Optimal Finance Daily too. And together, we'll optimize your financial life.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.